everybody. Monday night, and here we are again. And where are we, Hot Stuff?
At my house in Boston.
Oh. What's that house called, Hot Stuff?
We don't discuss it on the radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you actually want to conceal the real name? I think we've actually said it on the radio before.
Accidentally.
You say all kinds of things accidentally on the radio. You're always all spoilery, and then you're all going in Illuminati style and editing things out, changing the history books.
Yeah, well, that and the Holocaust never happened.
It's true. It's true. Everybody should look at Riff's photo bucket.
of the Holocaust.
Yeah, Riff has a photo bucket of the.
That's really weird.
It's awesome. So have we done anything since the last show?
Like in real life or in the game?
Oh, we've done some stuff in real life.
What the hell?
No, we just got awesome flashed.
Wow.
You thought that would thought that would distract us, but it's not going to distract us.
This is somehow this is turning into some sort of early morning talk show. With breasts.
We ate a lot of pasta since last time.
That's true.
We haven't actually. We've been actually getting a shitload of work done, but nothing visible. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing
at all meaningful
spoiled.
To players. Yeah.
I know. I certainly didn't spoil anything.
No.
Not at all.
You totally didn't accidentally leave something equipped on your cow.
You've got to stop playing with your cow in public.
Someone else says, about the traitor, are you sure it was a Tuesday update? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
I'm not sure about that at all.
I don't know nothing about no traitor.
Good old Arnold Benedict.
Hey, you know what tomorrow is?
What is tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. We have some stuff in the queue, kind of.
Yeah, I think that I think I can do Riff's thing. That'll just be me sitting and working on that for, like, 8 hours.
Okay.
It's not going to take 8 hours. It actually requires a significant amount of new artwork, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
And it requires new artwork designed with an eye towards future expansion of that artwork, because it's going to be something that there will eventually be more than one version of, and so I need to make sure and draw it big enough and in such a way that I can actually draw it.
Do you remember how that diagram I have on the whiteboard at home goes?
Yeah, it's been there for years, so yeah. Yes. I do. I just don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know that there is any conception other than a vague picture in my mind of what the finished version of it is going to look like, you know? So maybe we can sit down.
You're
going to
put new flooring into all the guild halls?
Yeah. Parquet.
Wow.
Parquet.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Butter.
UberWiki says, best drink makes combination possible for this game. Brick plus lemon equals pangalactic gargle blaster.
Yeah. It's a slice of lemon wrapped around a brick?
Large gold brick, though.
That's what the effect feels like.
Huh.
So that wouldn't really.
This is not.
Be
this
an
is
accurate
not a space
recipe.
Game, though.
Yep. This is not a space game.
Yep.
No Douglas Adams.
Not no Douglas Adams.
What? No Douglas Adams.
Dude, we've done it already. It's
no,
done.
We haven't.
All right.
We have not.
Tell that to the whale and the petunias.
There's
and the towel.
Dude, we whatever. We just that was we discovered
and the 42. The 42.
What's 42?
The tattoo.
What?
All right. There's a game that we all work on that you might have heard of that has some references to Douglas Adams.
No, it doesn't. Oh, is this that other game that I've been working on whenever Joey takes over?
Yeah.
What?
My other personality, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Hot Stuff's roommate was just making jokes about alternate personalities in an email he was writing to somebody. Isn't that a fascinating bit of a synchronicity? There was another personality wave that went out.
It's like
Joey felt it.
Yeah.
But Joey's busy right now.
Joey creeps the fuck out of me.
You shouldn't bother Joey when he's busy. He gets very mad.
I don't like the way he's always sharpening that knife.
Yeah.
I hate how large sections of the code base are now. All work and no play makes Joey a dull boy. All work and no play makes Joey a dull boy.
Yeah. It's all just, you know, HTML comments. Our bandwidth our bandwidth usage has gone up by like fourfold since I rewrote the CSS and replaced all the paragraph tags with a gig and a half of all work and no play makes Joey a dull boy.
You know, the cut and paste feature of word processors would make that particular sort of problem just astronomically more difficult.
Like a typewriter robot would have helped him.
That's true. I wonder how many monkeys it would take and how long for them to write that exact same work. Because you think that would be easier than Hamlet, right?
I don't know that it would really be easier than Hamlet for monkeys to produce it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, on a computer, I guess all they'd have to do would be to type it once, which is a lot more likely, and then just Control-C, Control-V, 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 Control-V.
When
R.
In the
oh,
history
sorry,
of computers did Control-C stop being break... stop this program from working and get converted into cut and like
Windows.
Copy. Windows.
Yeah.
So the fact that I just never used Windows past Windows 3.1 to it for any instance.
Was it not Control C in Windows 3.1?
I don't remember.
See, for me it was always Command Period.
Command Period.
Yeah, what the hell's that, dude?
That's from Mac.
But
what? The very first Macs used that
really?
as a break, yeah.
Instead of like Apple C. For copy. Oh, and the break was command period. Sure.
Command period was okay. I see. Control. I mean, Control C is still break in Unix. You know, it's easy to use.
In cut for copying.
No, it's to cut stuff. It's easy to use for breaking out of stuff in Unix, and it's easy to use for copying stuff in.
Dude, if we're stuck in like a Unix jail, all we need to do is just Control C.
Because, I mean, totally it's the out. Thing is, it's designed to where it's Control-X is cut, Control-C is copy, Control-V is paste. So it's designed for you to be able to, you know, quickly highlight something
right.
with your mouse. It's just, it's great.
Well, in the Mac, it's the same thing. It's just Command. It's Command-X, Command-C, and Command-V.
Well, okay, when did Command-C stop being break out of your...
It never was.
Mac software.
That's the thing. I just feel like that they took what was, in my mind, a very dominant paradigm and just... completely changed it, because I would never have, going to a Windows machine, I would have never copied text with Control-C, because I would have afraid that I would have just killed the word processor.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, Windows, at least, Windows. Sorry, I was reading something that Fusiliband said.
Did you see that Hagius writes, why did you change the grimoire to updated never? Do you hate Iocane Powder?
What's some clan that's like Iocane Powder but hearts instead of clubs?
Warehouse 23.
Yeah.
Club.
Nigel says, are you going to find some way to work the random server crashes into the overarching history of the kingdom? Like maybe blame it on the Penguin Mafia or something?
Have we... Those are gone.
Yeah, everything should be fixed now. Yay, Geth. Yay, Mr. Inertron.
Turns out that some Chinese spammer had been using our web servers as a resender, which is why there was
Seriously?
All that like. No, I'm making.
Oh, okay.
He's so good.
I was going to say that would explain the mail problem.
He's so good at it that we still don't know whether or not he even existed.
Exactly.
He was like a ghost, man.
Ghost in the machine.
He was like Brack Ops.
Brack.
Kept squawking. That's terrible. Hogulus
said, I like monkeys.
Fluffy was a good puppy.
Was that a Brack impression?
No, not really. I mean, if it was, it was terrible.
Yeah. That was your Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
My Charlton Heston always sounds like Ray Romano. That's because
my
everything always
voice.
Sounds like Ray Romano. Yeah. I wish Ray Romano had a catchphrase. Everybody loves me, though.
That's true.
Hogulus say, why is it that the monsters in the haunted bedroom are tougher than the monsters in the haunted ballroom, and the former has a greater minimum stat requirement to enter, but you need to go into the former to unlock the latter?
You can avoid combats.
Yeah, you can avoid combats in the bedroom.
That's the logic there.
Yep. Although, not... Okay, here's the thing. The introduction of the actual combats in the haunted bedroom was...
kind of an 11th hour addition to Spooky Raven Manor.
Well, yes and no.
Well, it was. It was one of the last things that I did. And so the zone was designed with the understanding that you would be able to avoid 100% of the combats in it if you knew what was going on. And then we changed it to not be like that anymore and didn't sort of retrofit the requirements for entry.
You can always run away, though. Like, you can still unlock the...
What's the initiative like on those?
I think it's low, specifically so that you have a chance to run away.
Mm.
Should be low.
I guess
their furniture.
If you spend any time in the library, you could conceivably have something that would help you with that.
Exactly.
Also.
Like, I feel like it was still well designed, even with the combats.
No, I'm not talking shit about our decisions. I'm just saying, like, if there is inconsistency, and I'm not saying there is, it's because of that.
Also, ballroom dancers are pansies.
True.
I'm just saying.
Those waltzers. Now, if Barbara Waltzers was in there.
Slow motion waltzers?
Slow motion waltzer, the fire engine guy.
I actually know some ballroom dancers that are kind of badass.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they ballroom dance with steel-toed boots?
Do they know, like, ballroom foo?
Ballroom foo, yeah.
Bayonets.
They dance with bayonets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to put on the end of your gun when you're dancing otherwise? Some bouquet of flowers?
Yes.
To tap, an extra tap, shoe tap insert.
Would you guys want to go see that two-man performance of Importance of Being Earnest?
I've never seen the however many men is required for it. Ordinary performance of The Importance of Being Earnest.
It's a cast of...
Performance of The Importance of Being Earnest.
I mean, you will like Importance of Being Earnest because it's Oscar Wilde. I totally think you'd...
I know zilch about Oscar Wilde.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you'd really like Oscar Wilde.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because I, like Morrissey, am some kind of queer?
Yes. But in addition, I feel like your wit is...
I mean, I know that Keats and Yeats are on your side, but Wilde is on mine.
Gene was wilder.
But I'm pumped. You know, I've thought for... Okay, is Gene Wilder dead?
I think so, yeah.
I believe so.
Okay.
If only we had some vast repository of information at our fingertips that we could verify.
He was married to... What's her name? Who's definitely dead for a while.
Oh, right. Lorraine Newman?
No, the other one. It wasn't Lorraine Newman. It was the other...
Oh, yeah. What the hell was her name? Yeah, again, if only we had some vast network of computers that contained all of mankind's knowledge in easily indexable and searchable form.
Someday.
What the hell is it? Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
Gilda Radner.
Who was always, it's always something.
Well, Gene Wilder is still alive.
Really?
See, yeah, everybody thinks Gene Wilder's dead, but he's not.
That's really strange.
How can I use that to get into his castle? This is Richard Pryor. But Richard Pryor died, like, last year.
What? No, he died ages ago.
I mean, he had to die prior to Gene Wilder.
Well, really? I thought Richard Pryor died, like, recently.
Not that recently.
Huh.
Let me look.
Well, I don't know who I'm thinking of.
2005?
That's kind of last year.
Ish.
Yeah.
Last year-ish.
But for reals, the servers have all been patched and should not crash again.
Yeah.
We'll see if that,
holds up. Did that all come from that question?
Yeah.
What was our... You want to examine the train of thought on that?
No, not really.
So Gene Wilder. It was Wilder. Oscar Wilde. The two-man Importance of Being Earnest.
Which honestly just came out of nowhere. I don't think there was anything that led up to me asking if you guys wanted to go see that. No, that's not true. You were talking about dancing with bayonets, and you're like, what are you going to put on a bayonet? And then I thought of the wig, and I thought of the guys acting to the wig.
I see. Do they put a wig on a bayonet?
No, probably. Well, I don't know. I don't think so. But they, because there's only two guys and they're supposed to have a cast of eight, they had to be very creative about how they sort of created the other characters.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there be an effect called comedic, which randomly adds the words badumptis after stuff you say? No.
You know, two drums and a cymbal fall off a cliff.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. I don't actually... I would say that would be spelled B-A space D-U-M space B-U-M space C-H-H-H. That's how I would spell that.
I prefer to spell it brackets rim shot, close brackets.
What? That's not a rim shot.
You're thinking rim job.
No, I'm not. That's
also not a rim job.
Is that the new advertising campaign for Arby's? Is that, I'm thinking Arby's. I'm thinking rim job. You're thinking rim job, but I'm thinking Arby's.
You got your rim job in my Arby's.
You got a rim job at my Arby's? I never eaten there again. Yeah. Hogulus say, how would you guys feel about letting letting one use the Walk of Ages or something like it to upgrade fruits and only fruits, a la the still, in order to fix the problem that accordion thieves can make better potions in hardcore than sorcerers can? Yeah. You know, I don't know how big of a deal I think that is. Right, because sorcerers can't make their high-end potions in hardcore.
I see what you're saying.
Right. I mean, anything we did that allowed, you know, we could let sorcerers cook a fruit with a reagent to
make, like, a second-tier fruit.
To make the second-tier fruit. Which, you know, limited. I don't think anybody would ever do it.
Might as well put those recipes in, though. That's kind of an interesting idea. Right?
It makes very, very little sense.
Transmutation of...
Plus, that allows anybody to do it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So...
I mean, the resource cost is just too high to... Well, no, I guess because you could do it kind of indefinitely. That's frustrating. Accordion thieves are just the bomb, really, is what that comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, only Postomancers and Sorcerers can make high mains, right?
Accordion thieves do not have access to the Walk of Ages.
Yeah. You know, only muscle classes can combine their pulverized yields, which is...
Someone else wants you to say NS13 in the same way you'd say 8 new zones.
But I wouldn't say NS13 in the same way that I say 8 new zones!
That was fun.
What, doing...
Doing the 8 new zones.
8 new zones, yeah, I enjoyed it. That was awesome, just locking myself in my office, working on stuff, then drawing stuff, and then... Every once in a while, I'd stop to poop. And then when I was done pooping, I'd go back and work on more stuff.
That's a level of update that we really didn't need.
Enemy Lasagna also says, will we ever be able to wear an outfit that lets us dress up as a giant so we can infiltrate the castle? It would consist of stilts, huge giant boots, and, of course, a beard. I think your entire head would be the beard. You'd have to paint your face like a mouth.
I mean, can you change your relative size by just wearing... And giant clothing.
Yeah. I can. Can't you?
I think
Why do you think I'm constantly wearing these giant underwear?
And this tiny little halter top.
Yes. Trying to make my tits smaller.
Aren't we all?
I've actually gotten to the point where I'm lactating.
Dude. One of my housemates...
It's producing blood instead of milk. It's really weird.
One of my housemates is seriously considered trying to get male volunteers to lactate so she can harvest man milk, and then she wants to turn it into cheese and sell it.
As man cheese?
That's horrifying.
Because she thinks that this would be a human male cheese would be some sort of delicacy.
But isn't...
She could create a market for it.
But you can't make cheese with human milk, can you? Isn't it...
Why not?
Well, I thought your roommate said it's because the fat content is too low.
I have no idea. I really don't know.
Somebody... There was human cheese?
I don't want to know.
I mean, you could maybe make, like, mozzarella... You know.
It would be like mozzarella? Or
Wikipedia says there are no documented cases of human cheese being produced.
Anyway, that's what she wants to do. I mean, don't ruin her dream.
How do you get men to lie? By bleeding into her
No,
milking
I mean,
machines.
No, you can men can lactate. Like it's possible. It's just you overstimulation of the nipple. You can get women to lactate just by sucking on their nipples long enough.
Huh.
Or so I hear.
You've never actually touched a breast.
It's like a bag of sand.
Like a bag of sand, yeah.
It kind of scares me off, you know. Ballast.
LOTE says, hey, it seems like the kingdom keeps freezing up and timing out. Is this just me? I've seen others in chat talk about it, but my question is everything okay? Yeah, I've seen people talking in chat about how LOTE keeps freezing up and timing out, too. I don't actually know what the... I don't know WTF was going on there.
The internet is broken.
Yeah, it was a problem that the solution was to patch everything and reboot the machines, and then they quit doing whatever it was that they were doing. The machines had all been up for 211 plus days.
And they were tired.
They were. I mean, you know, Unix machines theoretically aren't like Windows where they get temperamental the longer they've been on, but I guess they do. I mean, there's bound to be a memory leak somewhere, right? In a bunch of code that's maintained by a bunch of different people and, you know, exists in a very non-hardware limited environment. So, yeah. Maybe rebooting would have fixed it, but anyway, now everything is all super, super secure and super kawaii.
Club and Bastard wrote to me instead of Radio Boy Bear and said, can y'all add a new function to the mall? You type in the name of an outfit and it pulls up the pieces of the outfit. Most of the time I can't remember or can't spell something in the outfit. I think that's going to be a no.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't remember the pieces of the outfit, how are you going to remember to spell the outfit correctly?
Well, and also, I mean, don't we kind of want to avoid spoilerizing what's in every outfit?
Do we?
I don't know. I mean, you list that something is an outfit piece, but you don't list its the other outfit pieces.
But, okay, yeah, you're right. So, conceivably, somebody who found one piece of the outfit...
And was like, hey.
Yeah, they could type the name of the outfit in and get the rest of it. Gleeb says, we should get caramel turtles in the kitchen. We wanted to avoid turtles that you eat.
Yeah.
I didn't want to avoid them,
because I think they're delicious.
He wanted the tortilla tortuga. South of the border.
Yeah. They don't have to eat tortillas. It could just be really stale.
And like your wit.
Ho-ho!
Oh, I got an email from the documentary guys today.
Really?
Yeah, and they're all like, hey, we're serious about this long cut, but we need you to get us stuff quicker than you got us stuff when we asked for it before. Can you do that? And I'm like, I think so. I didn't actually reply yet, because I'm considering it.
Wow.
No, they're talking about... Okay, but they're just saying, like, all right, if we're, like, you know, realistically, work isn't going to start on it until April or May, and to do it in a realistic time frame, they're going to need, you know, specific things for me. A lot of it is just they need me to draw stuff, and so I think that...
But you hate to draw.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can... This stuff is
so cool that it's worth it?
The thing is, drawing... Okay, it's a pain in the ass to draw a zone... Like Spooky Raven, for instance, a house that's divided up into a bunch of rooms. But the reason
but it's
that
so
is
satisfying.
I know it's satisfying with some, but it's a pain in the ass because I have to draw it and then make sure that it divides up nicely into, you know, 100 by 100 pixel things. Drawing the office, which is what they want the office, you know, layout in KOL style with us, you know, our avatars sitting at.
Oh, man.
So, you know, it's not going to be that hard because it doesn't have to line up with anything. All I have to do is kind of vaguely, you know, lay out the... And it's not going to be accurate because I can't do that from memory.
What about from memory?
No. All I can do from that is bleed. Haven't you been paying attention? So I don't know. I can do a vague simulation of the Office of Loathing. I don't remember where everybody was sitting.
No. It's going to be neat.
It is.
But what about, did they mention the 10-minute cut and accessibility?
Yes. He wants to re-edit it a little bit before he gets it out where anybody can see it.
I see.
Because
there was like a class.
Yeah, there was the class cut, but he said there were some things that he's not entirely satisfied with. He also wants to get us a better version of the animation. Although,
wow.
That's not really going to do us any good...
because, I mean, we could make it available for download, right, yes. from Asymmetric, but, like, I'm assuming that they won't be totally averse to the idea of putting it on YouTube, and it's going to have to be shrunk all to shit anyway to get it on YouTube.
It should, I mean, it should compress like crazy.
Yeah, it being all black and white.
Yeah, like... Apple, like all of Apple's videos are extremely small because they compress them really well. They have a really good codec.
Apple's great. You're worse than somebody from Sorenson California
video.
Who...
How about that? Sorenson is a really good codec for compressing stuff that has large fields of solid colors. Which is why all the Apple commercials are filmed on solid white backgrounds. So that they're... Stylistically, it's nice, but also because they compress like mofos.
Huh.
Mofos.
How do mofos compress exactly?
A lot.
Mf. You just take out the O's.
Mm. Mf.
Yeah.
Walla Walla 23 says, what happened to Pie Monkey? Is he still around? Is he tied up in the basement? If so, can you set him free?
We reserved for something. Should I even mention that?
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm sure people have guessed.
Okay.
Check the wiki for that, actually. Okay. See if you can find any speculation.
That's a good
See,
idea.
It's awesome. I just get to tell Hot Stuff what to do. But only on the radio.
Yesterday he said, go play World of Warcraft. And I was like, all right.
Yep. I seriously did at some point
tell you
to go play World of Warcraft. Yeah.
And I did.
Because I was just working, and I don't need Hot Stuff for working. Search for Pie Monkey and see
I
if
did.
It's much. Oh, really?
That's the first thing I looked for. It talks about the Pie Monkey... Adventure.
Mm. Anyway, Walla Walla 23. Pie Monkey said at some point that the game had grown too big for his ego, and so he had to disappear. I think that he, I mean, he was a freshman in college, sort of, when he started playing, or he was, I guess, senior in high school when he started playing, and went to college, and, you know, like many nerds, started getting mad laid all the time, and grew his hair out, got drunk, just once. And I think he just went past it. That happens to people. He still logs on every once in a while. Incanoe still logs on every once in a while. And you know who I saw the other day was Simon, who's got like a 600 and something player ID, and I chatted with him for a while. He's cool. He was the earliest representative of the like sort of Texas stoner community, so he was kind of our ambassador to that crowd.
Wow, that's an important position.
It is.
I don't see it in here. Let me see what's going on.
Dan Bob says, trying one more time. A fun statistic for character sheets would be favorite zone that keeps track of where you've been or how many adventures you've spent there. You could look at your own in detail, like favorite food and drink, and other players would just see the top zone, again, like food and drink. Come on, I know you guys are looking for more things to put on your to-do list. You know, we could do that right now, although it's actually goofy right now. Right now we store anywhere from... 7 to 14 days of adventure history. Because it's... That's getting super cumbersome. I really need to change the way that works. Because I do that thing where there's a field in the table that's like, alright, this is your player ID, this is the zone, this is the number of adventures you've spent, and this is the number of days ago that the record is for. Right? So when they get put in new, there's zero in that field. And then every night, it increments that field by one in the entire table. But that's getting to the point where it takes, like, a minute to do that, because it's a pain in the ass to have to do the math and update it on every field. It kind of surprises me that it takes that long. Well, I guess there are hundreds of thousands of records in that table. So anyway, what I need to do is do it like we do the item history, where it just lists the rollover number.
I see.
But I'll have to. There's like a bunch of stuff that would have to be rewritten, and a lot of it would have to be rewritten not by me. So. Can't do it. How was rollover yesterday? I wasn't even paying attention.
That's a good question.
Mel Brooks is working on a Broadway musical adaptation of Young Frankenstein.
Ooh. 19 minutes 48 seconds. That's how long I give that show on Broadway.
Do you do the division in your head?
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. I see that.
No, yeah, there's the downtime there. And also, I changed that report so that it gives minutes and seconds.
Yeah, that's good. What is this? It took, like, a billion years to tar up data?
Yeah, no, that actually runs much, much later.
I see. Okay.
It's weird. 302 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because that runs in the middle of the night. It does the backups, but then so there's a brief window where if we had a catastrophic hardware failure,
we'd have to reset 2 days.
We'd have to reset 2 days.
I see.
Although, you know what? It's going to take at least that long anyway, because if we have the kind of hardware failure that makes it so we have to get the data off of the other web server, where it's cross-backed up, then we're having to wait for the manufacturer to replace that server anyway. Which, we've got 3 years of 24-hour hardware replacement. So...
That's sexy.
It is. It is. And you know what else it was fucking expensive. but I figure it's worth it. Because, you know, those database servers, the two most important tables on there are the one that contains our bread and the one that contains our butter. Death by Nochi says, now that we have more variety in pies, how about a papaya papaya? Pa-pa-pa-pow. I don't know. Can you put papaya in a pie?
I don't know.
I've never seen one before. Doesn't mean they don't exist, but...
What was I going to look at? Oh, yeah, Quietus says, regarding the Snarfblatt question from last Thursday, it's actually from The Little Mermaid. Check it out on Urban Dictionary.
Well, I mean...
Oh, so to Snarfblatt is to fuck somebody in the clit.
I've seen the whole thing there, but I don't know if that's where it's from originally, right? Maybe they got it from somewhere else, is what I'm saying.
A banded bulbous snarfblatt. Also, a person considered to be foolish or socially inept. Also, incapable of sexual intercourse, often because of an inability to achieve or sustain an erection. Snarfblatt also means a man who prefers the company of men.
Wow.
A firm, partly muscular, chestnut-sized gland in males at the neck of the urethra produces a viscid secretion that is the fluid part of semen, also known as snarf bladder. I think somebody's confused about what their prostate is called, but... huh.
What about the snarf bladder of Troll or whatever?
The ravenous snarf bladder beast?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does Google say about snarf bladder? There's snarfblatt.com, the internet's leading site for getting the latest Snarfblatt news, Snarfblatt demos, and Snarfblatt products.
I pointed that out, too.
I could look it up in Google Images and see how many pictures before I see boobs.
That's a fun game.
Is it two T's at the end?
Nope, just one. There's some weird picture of a deer holding a gun. It says, found on actual hick, is the title of the... actual hick. Like, somebody was all, whoa, check it out, guys, we found an actual hick.
Can't you get Lyme disease from them?
An actual hick?
Yeah.
I think those are...
From hick bites?
I think those are... What kind of ticks? Oh, deer ticks. I was trying to think of a word that meant wood and rhymed with actual... And then I was thinking, like, what the fuck? There's no way that's going to happen. I've already wasted seconds of my precious life. Joe is me says, small interface request. Option to have all inventory sections collapsed by default. When inventory equals big, loading everything to get to a single item at the bottom can be a pain.
But the loading time isn't going to change. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of scrolling that you have to do.
Scrolling, sure.
I constantly find myself emptying my inventory because it's a pain in the ass to navigate. We have so many fucking items
in this game. Having the inventory collapse by default, I think, would be used by a lot of people.
Huh. Well, sure.
Set
sure.
It in the account. Should I put it
Make
in
a note of it.
Wiki.
Put it in the wiki, guys. Let's see. Enter the Wumpa says, think back to when you were younger. What was the most trouble you ever got in for breaking curfew? I never... broke curfew.
I had a curfew of, I don't know, 1 a.m. or something like that. And one night I stayed out with my girlfriend until like 4. I came home and my mom was up waiting for me. And I was like, you know, I decided to stay up past curfew. If you want to grab me, that's fine. She sort of looked at me. She's like, and then we had a discussion and then she got rid of my curfew.
I didn't really have a firm curfew, but my mom did get really pissed at me a couple of times when I... like spontaneously stayed the night at friends' houses and forgot to call and tell her.
I did kind of get in trouble because I went to a I went to Scully's house, which was next door. I didn't think it was a big deal because I was next door to my house. And, you know, they sort of knew that I had gone there and I didn't come back until like 4 in the morning. My dad was pretty mad.
I used to tell my parents, my mom's going to hear this someday. I used to tell my parents that I was going to stay at my friend's houses when I was actually going to stay at my girlfriend's apartment.
I used to do that and then drive their car to Pennsylvania to go to a rave.
That's nice.
And they never noticed the miles on it?
If they did, they never said anything.
You told them that you just accidentally let you, you accidentally parked their car on a treadmill while you were at your friend's house. Di Vernon says the Wolf Knight in the gallery should drop a wolf shirt. Yes, yes, it should. But only for Zare.
What would the Snake Knight drop in response?
Snake trousers.
Snakeskin boots.
Enemy Lasagna says, I really loved Mifili pack, by the way. Everything in it was good, even the bubble wrap ore, of which I made a bubble wrap sword from.
Oh, excellent.
War Junkie says, start the 30-day countdown on the 2nd of March. Yeah.
That's funny.
That would be awesome.
I approve.
That took me a minute.
That's good. About the right time, too. You know, if things go well.
Probably.
Yeah.
Things go well.
Probably. I kind of hate to actually do the rollout while we're gone.
Because our proximity to the servers clearly has anything to do with anything.
Well, but our proximity to Xenophobe might...
That's true. Our ability to turn off whatever port World of Warcraft is on in the office.
Yeah. I knew I should have built in that remote kill switch.
So you could kill him? Explode the Cortex bomb.
Yeah, dude. Now that's connected to my cell phone. I lost that cell phone. I really hope.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hope somebody replaces the SIM card if they're ever going to use it.
In your little contacts list, there's one that says Cortex bomb.
That'd be cool. You should put that in your contact list on your phone just in case anyone ever saw it. Of course, since your phone tends to lay dead in the bottom of a drawer for 6 months at a time. Cub says, now that Moxie classes can steal, can we expect something equally cool for Muscle and Mist classes? Sure, Muscle classes get an awesome 50% bonus to hit points, and Mist classes get an awesome 50% bonus to mana.
Mist classes will get something neat.
Will they?
Yeah. It's not really an in-combat thing. Well, it will be. I mean, yeah, they do.
What are you talking
really
about?
Complicated. Oh.
What are you talking about? Oh, that's not going to really be muscle class only, though. Mist class only. Totally. Okay.
Yeah totally.
You're right.
And I feel like the turtles are kind of the muscle class gimmick right now. It's turtles all the way down.
Gimmick.
So yeah. I feel like they all have their own little things, and they're different and interesting. So there.
LOTE says, "Hey, wouldn't it be nice if accordion thieves could keep as many songs in their head at once as they wanted, not just three or four?" I mean, it would be nice if, in your mind, nice is a nice world is a world where only accordion thieves ever get played in the Serious Ascension game. Bobby Nopan says, will there ever be any more clan furniture? Yes. Someday. Somehow.
Indeed, actually. Indeed.
There's going to be what did we decide? The swimming pool.
Yeah.
The swimming pool, the pool table, and the swimming pool table.
No.
That you could buy in Mr. Store for 500 Mr. Accessories for your clan.
I mean, I really like the idea of clan donation items, but we have not been able to really come up with a satisfactory way of dissolution of clans and whatnot.
There's some big problems once
I mean, maybe we can make it so that clans that have that stuff are out marked no delete the same way.
Well, I mean, that everybody just leaves the clan. I mean,
but it still exists, and we, if somebody like boots everybody from the clan and somebody's like, dude, what's up, they can talk to the Maltesar and
they'd
get
be all like WTF mine.
Mine.
I mean, yeah, it's just that's what we worry about with the clan donation items is that we'll make too much money. No. that that somebody will, like, you know, give their clan leader a Mr. A to
use in a thing.
To use to buy something. And then the clan leader will kick them out. And, you know, the clan leader has then effectively screwed that person.
Well, what if, I mean, what if we make a separate little depository for Mr. Accessory, specifically for as a fund for...
Yeah, but then what? I mean, we keep track of who did it, and they can never be kicked from the clan?
No.
Because then that makes it so if somebody wants to be a douchebag, I mean, they can, you know, put a Mr. Accessory in.
But those will never be used for... It's not like you're not... They can't steal a Mr. Accessories for personal gain.
Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean? And so there's a lot less incentive to do that. And people who... You know, you don't donate to the clan unless you trust the people that you're in your clan. And, like, we...
Oh, and also anyone should be able to pull Mr. A's out of that separate fund.
From any clan.
Yeah, and although actually they should be able to pull
one,
out...
It was one giant fund.
They should be able to pull out two for every one that gets put in.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and we won't actually put any, like number checking, so they'll be just be able to, even if there's zero, and they can just pull out.
Yeah, they can also add -10, they can add -10 Mr. Accessories to the Mr. Hole, and, get 10 Mr. Accessories. Bahu says, change the phrasing of the steel text to just reaching behind your opponent and grabbing something. What? A lot of monsters don't have pockets, but most have space behind them.
They all have
None
pockets.
Of the monsters have space behind them.
Yeah,
it's two-dimensional,
man.
And they all have pockets.
Yep.
Just trust us.
Sometimes the entire monster is basically just a great big pocket, but the theory is
pocket
still
cat.
The same. Yeah.
For example?
Yeah.
Bahu says, disarm skill? Possibly a simple passive skill that when you steal a weapon from an enemy, it automatically de-levels the enemy by some arbitrary amount. Yeah, that would require us sort of assigning monster power values to the weapons that are dropped by monsters. And
well, what if in the item, in the monster spindler, there was just a checkbox that is, what, you know, monster wields this weapon. Those weapons can be disarmed. And then we do some sort of math.
Math.
Yeah. Like, but I wonder how many of our monsters actually drop things that they're using.
I think that not many of them.
Like the protagonist comes to mind. But
yeah, the Fly Slayer and the Plunger Master and the, you know, the Knobgoblin Elite Guard or whatever. But I mean,
right.
You know, so then if you disarm them, do you always get the item? Because I feel like that's a little silly.
Maybe you always get it if you beat them.
Joan Bly says, Joan Bly would like to suggest that Gyfe is pronounced GIF, not Gyfe.
What?
Well, we would like to suggest that Joan Bly is wrong.
Joan Bly is French for up yours.
Is it?
I don't know.
I wonder if Dave Sim would sue someone for using his artwork as a
form
of
avatar.
Well, is Dave Sim an asshole?
Yeah,
kind of famous for it.
Yeah,
like Harlan Ellison.
Well, it's not so much that he's an asshole. He's just kind of crazy and
he's
really big misogynist.
Pompous. And yeah. Like he wrote this guide to self-publishing for comic books, and most of the book is like, just don't even bother. You're just not going to do it. Just don't do it.
Probably true.
No, I know. His advice is very rational, but
not very
helpful. He comes across as kind of an ass.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, if you can't write a comic every day, just don't bother.
Like a comic book?
No, but like, if you can't get up and work for 8 hours, you know, inking, then you're just not going to be able to do it. Because it takes, if you're for self-publishing, you have to do everything, and it's just a retarded amount of work.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna get famous, you're not going to make any money.
Same thing with video games.
It's true. You can't ink your screen for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
There's just no point in making video
games. I run out of screen after 8 hours.
Don't think you can set up some kind of machine that just pours ink on your screen.
Yeah,
because that's the lazy bastard's way out.
Cheater's way out, yeah.
Nightfall says, I notice you guys use the pain trifecta joke twice, once with the boner Dagon and once with the drunk goat. I assume the recycle of gag-gag-gag wasn't intentional.
Gaggage.
How would you spell gaggage? I think I would spell it with a double G in the middle.
Really?
Yeah, so would I.
Gaga gay.
Otherwise it would be, yeah.
Gaga gay.
Gage or something. What's the pain okay. trifecta joke?
Okay, garage. Is it G-A-R-R-A-G-E?
So you're suggesting that it's actually pronounced gagage the way that he...
Gagage? It's just gaggage.
Dude, I don't know, man. There is so much writing now that there's absolutely no way to avoid making the same jokes twice.
I recall that like two people, like you and either Riff or Scully, have made the same joke unintentionally in like the same area and like had to go back and change it.
Really? Oh, have we?
I believe so. I remember like running through one of the beta zones or whatever and being like, oh, dude.
What was
same joke.
What was the thing recently where we both misspelled the same word in exactly the same, or we both like used the same word incorrectly? Oh, toothsome.
Oh, right,
We both
that was you and Scully.
Misused toothsome. And I saw it in the forums and I'm like, oh, man, somebody totally busted me. And then I saw Scully post an apology. I'm like, wait, what? Awesome. Nobody noticed that I fucked up. or they just thought I was making fun of him. Yeah, I just always assumed that toothsome meant full of teeth. But in fact, it means attractive.
What?
Yeah, dude, a toothsome morsel.
Look that shit up.
Is something that you like to bite.
So that toothsome whore is totally different than what I thought it was.
You were anticipating, like, vagina dentata, that sort of thing. Do-do-do-do.
It's bati-batipi.
It is not.
It is. It is manamana bati-batipi. Look it up. Dude.
I'm looking it up.
It's not phenomenon. Do-do-do-do-do.
I know it's not phenomenon.
It's manamana bati-batipi.
I feel like I just want to take a Muppet and whack you over the head with it.
You could use Riff's gloves.
Yeah, Riff killed some Muppets and skinned them and made them into gloves
out of their skin. Yeah,
I always wanted to get like a bunch of Muppets and stuffed animals from like a Salvation Army or something and disassemble them and make like a great big patchwork cloak out of the skins as though I were like the great Muppet hunter. Have like a big hood on the cloak and get one of those My Pet Monster dolls to put on the head of it as though it were a bear skull. Yeah, like a bear skull. Except it'd be the My Pet Monster with the big bloodshot eyes.
A cookie on your holster, maybe.
Yeah. And all the ones that have like the little tufts of hair, I just take that little circle of hair and hang them off. Yeah, hang them off my belt like scalps.
Did you see the people who are members of the art gallery that the Pretentious Artist used to be a member of, they did this project where they bought a motorcycle that wasn't running, or somebody had a motorcycle that wasn't running, and each of them took a part of the motorcycle and did something with it, and then they put it back together.
And he took
the tires and completely covered them with stuffed animals. Like, there's all these stuffed animals. Like, I think he replaced the rubber on the tires with stuffed animals.
It looks really
That's
neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
really cool. Neat. I never saw the motorcycle when it was put together.
I didn't realize they were going to put that back together.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is there a picture somewhere?
There must be.
Is it? Would it be linked to from their gallery page?
I don't know. I've never actually looked at the gallery page. I don't think. No, Mr. Magnifico pointed out before we said it, toothsome. Mr. Magnifico remembers everything, and Mr. Magnifico knows everything.
True. Their website sucks.
515 Gallery?
Yeah.
That was probably done by that same guy. In fact, I'm almost sure that it...
Oh, no, stuff loaded, finally.
I'm almost sure that it was done by that same guy.
That's incredible. It took 5 minutes for this to load.
It didn't take 5 minutes. We haven't even been doing the show for 5 minutes.
Wikipedia says do-do-do-do-do.
What? Wikipedia is
full...
Wikipedia is full of shit.
Damn it.
How did you spell it? Manamana.
Yeah. Like a banana, but with man.
This is
Except not exactly.
I don't think it's going to be on here.
Huh. It's a well-known pop song, huh? Okay, sorry. I lost track of where I was here. Lord James says, could you please add the adventure again link that you get just after you get beaten up to the hidden temple? Now that you don't really have to exit the screen, it's kind of a pain. What? No. No, Lord James, I can't do whatever it is that... Parafert says, with the Comic Chameleon bug, does it open up the leaderboards for familiars a player doesn't have? For example, could a Comic Chameleon owner win the Hand Turkey leaderboard? If so, please don't fix it. No. No.
Wow, that's gotta be a pretty exclusive leaderboard there. The Hand Turkey leaderboard,
yeah. I don't know how often it comes up. Fred Levi says, how do you not know about Schlitterbahn? There's a whole Discovery Channel thing about it. It's a water park where all the slides and stuff are connected by one river thing, so you never have to get out of the water.
Isn't that the way most water parks work?
Dude, I don't know. I can't swim. Why the fuck would I go to a water park?
You can't swim?
Not really.
I mean, I can't really swim, but I go to water parks all the time.
I can swim enough all the time, to not drown.
Like 15 years ago, I went several times.
I don't like water. The thing is, it's not that I can't swim, it's that I can't put my head underwater without my water...
Face exploding?
No, without water just immediately pouring into my sinuses, and then I start throwing up.
You do hold your breath when
yes.
you...
Yes. Doesn't matter.
Huh. Do you have, like, a hole in the top of your head that, like, the air...
I don't know. I wonder if maybe one of my eardrums is punctured or something, because it... Literally, no matter what I do, my sinuses fill up with water, and I start throwing up.
Wow.
When you put your head underwater?
Yes.
Weird. And this is not just at the ocean? Like, this is in, like, a pool?
Yes, swimming pool. Or weird. In a river.
Wait, but you swam at the swimming pool at the...
I never got
house.
My head underwater.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's...
Unless I was holding my nose.
Your sinuses are...
You could get nose plugs.
Yeah, I don't say nose plugs.
Nose
like
plugs. Ooh, I could get a heart plug.
You could get a butt plug.
We got some plug.
You could get... Your plugs, you could get plugs for every orifice in your body.
Oh, like a gag?
One of those, yeah.
Like, yeah. We got some plug adapters today.
I could get a plug to put in my spark.
Yeah. Your spark gap.
A can of sparks. Hoo-ha.
I think we're all electrically prepared for any contingency that involves plugging in your...
Hopefully.
Well, except for, of course, if there's an appliance that we have that doesn't actually work at 220, in which case we're just...
Yeah, boned.
We're screwed because the thing that we have that only works at 110 is an electric screwdriver.
Yes.
That we use to take out the screws that are constantly forming from, like, calcification inside our lungs.
I destroyed two electrical pieces of equipment of mine, and I didn't actually realize that I had destroyed them because they sort of still work. But I had an electric razor that I plugged into a generator in Peru, which just apparently that was a bad idea. That and my charging my digital camera, and both of them just fried the electronics inside so that they wouldn't. The camera wouldn't actually charge the batteries anymore for more than like 5 minutes, and the electric razor sort of doesn't work.
So I have to look at all the charger things I have and make sure they say 220 somewhere on them.
Almost everything should be fine. Like, I mean, cameras, all of your electronic gear is going to be fine. The iPod, your laptop, your Game Boy. I'm pretty well. Actually, you should check the Nintendo things, but I'm almost sure that that's going to be fine.
Wow, this kid has. Maybe he started off the deep end, but if not, he has definitely gone there. Wow, this we're out, kid. Thomas Terrapin says, "What do I need to know, and then what? Math is crucial. I'm behind a week in homework. Give me another one. It's two words. No, that's what it's called. Jerks." Okay. What the fuck is going on with this section?
Who is this?
Like, it's like there was a conversation with somebody. That wasn't me.
I'm wondering if maybe this is just a direct response to
everything we said.
Everything we said.
On one.
Like last show.
Okay, your wife is hot. She had blue eyes, bluish gray.
Yeah.
Who has a wife with blue eyes that did the show?
This is. Should we just read this because it's so strange, or do you want
to? I had to quit. I don't anymore. Yeah, I have that problem too. I opened it in a new tab. Can I have the intrinsic effect of beaten up?
Maybe this is actually somebody's attempt to make some text that will be a spam filter for KOL. Have you ever read some of the stuff that comes through on the generated text or whatever?
Yeah, it's yeah. I like randomly generated text in general. It's funny. The whole thing where you take text and you put it in an array, yeah. And then when you find a word, it has a random chance of jumping to somewhere else where that word appears and goes on. It generates some really funny stuff sometimes.
It's a clever algorithm. I don't know that I would have thought of that.
Max Van says, on the detailed clan roster, the karma value for clan members who are karma exempt should show up as infinity. Yeah, that's good. Someone else says, if you were to put non-combats in the 8-bit realm, would one of them be, it's a secret to everybody, you gain 255 meat?
We'd have to have some sort of music play when you got it. That particular song.
I've always wanted a secret passage in my house that when you open it, it plays that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even just like a cabinet in my house that when you open it, it plays that would be acceptable.
That would be really neat, actually.
I remember we had that discussion once and I suggested you make a thing that looks like a bomb to open it with.
What? Okay, there are so many of these just random, insane, rambling questions.
That's weird. From other people?
From different people, yeah.
Maybe there's some sort of something in the water.
Like that Stephen King story about Waco.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. There was this really good, I forget what it was called, actually. There was a really good Stephen King short story. It was kind of Flowers for Algernon-y, sort of. It was about they find this it's like this
cult,
this,
and they send in tanks.
No, it's written. There's this guy who his brother was like this super genius kid, and he starts like, you know, trying to solve the problem of like aggression and people being mean to each other. So he finds the place in on Earth with the lowest, or he finds a place in the U.S. with like the lowest crime rate, and you know figures out that it's something in the water, and so he distills that chemical out and then makes a whole bunch of it and drops it into a volcano. So that it just kind of, you know, distributes it to everybody. But then later on, they look at the data and realize that that place also has the highest incidence in the world of, like, really early onset Alzheimer's disease. So just everyone on Earth goes crazy. And,
huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's a good story.
The idea of, like, modifying everybody's behavior by just globally introducing chemicals is kind of interesting. Fluoride man, Floyd in the water.
That's what's making me all crazy.
You think?
Yeah, it makes me want to kill.
Your precious bodily fluids have been compromised.
We should
take a song
break and play some music. Let's see. I could play Something in the Way and then that 15 minutes of silence before the hidden track. That'd be a good long break. I'm gonna stick with the Nirvana thing. So how about Drain You and Stay Away and one more In Bloom, and we'll see you guys in 10 or 11 minutes.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to meet you. We'll be right back.
we're back.
Hello.
We're back with another one of those block rockin' beats.
A rock block.
Stacks and stacks, wax and wax.
We're back once again with the Renegade Master.
Are we going to rock around the clock tonight?
I think we're going to have an Ent moot tonight. Enemy Lasagna says, will you make it so auto-attack can work for using items as well? No.
Nope.
Because the odds of that trying to use an item that you don't have is
very high.
Very high. Just like the person who suggested that. No. Enemy Lasagna is a kid, I think. I don't think he's high. Maybe he's high on life. Still full of youthful exuberance and vim. Vim, the text editor. Not like... Not like vigor.
Enemy Lasagna asks what plans of change we have to make Bounty Hunter Hunter. Will it in some way involve armor craftiness?
No, not at all.
It
will involve a ton of awesome.
Yeah,
Of awesome. People might be pissed.
What?
People might be pissed.
About the awesome?
Slightly cuts into the meat farming.
Oh. Pshaw. That's all I have.
Actually, no. It doesn't cut into serious meat farming anymore because he doesn't buy anything from the castle.
Yeah.
The way it is now. Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be an alternate use for the 33398 scrolls? After completing the quest, only the 30669 and 334 are of any use. So while farming, the 33398 pile up. You know, we can make them just stop dropping after you've solved the puzzle, actually. That quest, like a lot of the early stuff, was written before we had a lot of the tools at our disposal that we have now. Before we had a lot of the flexibility that we have.
Madeline asks an interesting question about some Smurfs, because that's always been very confusing.
Oh yeah, the trophies are because of the way that those are stored. It's all screwed up.
Really?
What it does is the way that the frequent traveler rewards work, and this code is so fucking ugly.
Okay.
I wanted to store that in a single flag. Okay.
Sure.
So, and I didn't know any of the awesome tricks, and I still don't know any of the awesome tricks that you can do with like bit masks.
Yeah.
Right. I've just never bothered to.
I feel like we could bit mask so many things.
I know. There we could probably cut the size of the flag table by a third just by some sort of more judicious. See, other things. You know what? There's all kinds of shit we can do. We no longer have to. We no longer have to store all those flags for like the tower monsters, because figuring out that trick with the seeding the random number generator with the player random and shuffling the array. That's fucking awesome. There's so many things that we can do that we didn't used to be able to do because of that. Anyway, the reason that the shore thing works the way it does is like, so I wanted it to store it as one flag. So it, at first, you know, you have zero shore trips. And then when you take a short trip, it's like, hey, awesome. You've got one shore trip. That means there's only two more until your next reward. And then you do another short trip, and you're at two. Then you do another short trip, and you're at three, and it says, awesome, you're entitled to a reward. And then it sets your short trips to four, so it doesn't give you the reward more than once. Right?
Wow.
Instead of storing whether or not you have the reward, because
I see.
That would be another flag. And I don't want to, you know, get got toaster flag, because that's silly. There is a ton of stuff that we could, do with item drop conditionals that...
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, someday, soon, you know, maybe someday we're feeling bored, we need to do some cleanup, kind of, to a couple of places.
It's just,
familiar
I worry about...
Familiar code.
Familiar code. No, the familiar code was completely rewritten.
I mean, mechanics, not the code.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm sort of waiting for Marshall to be done with his project,
and have an
on that, yeah, so that we can have a kind of a, at least a subjective evaluation. Because other people are doing that too, and I would imagine that they'll have some notes that they would that they would want to share. It's cool. It's cool. But yeah, so the problem with that counter on shore trips is that it's all fucked up. Like the arithmetic is all jacked up because for every reward, there's a random number inserted in there somewhere.
You mean
there's a random...
Isn't it just incremented by one?
A random increment, yeah. But I mean, it's not random.
I was going to say, I feel like this could be solved with some very simple arithmetic.
Yeah, no, it could be. Right. No, and the thing is, for the thing that she's talking about, it's just a matter of changing the number to whatever it should be.
Right.
You know, but it's like, again, that code is 100 years old. It's like that It's like almost half as old as that church down at the end of your street.
This is like the Dead Sea Code. You found it in a cave.
Yeah.
Scrawled in hieroglyphics on a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't understand how to translate it until we found another rock that had the same this code, the code in C,
dude. We're totally
the code in Pascal.
We're totally gonna go see the. We're totally gonna go see the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah. I've seen it actually.
We should go see the hell out of the British Museum.
Yeah, it's super fantastic.
I've been told that. Does it have Indiana Jones's whip? And I'm thinking of Planet Hollywood. I always get those two mixed up.
Almost the same thing, really.
I mean, so did Indiana Jones, though. He'd be like, you know, fighting and trying to get some idol back. And he'd be like, this belongs in Planet Hollywood! It happened.
I'm drinking Calcutta Emerald tonight.
I'm just going to keep farting.
Thanks.
Madeline also says, in random news, the Pie Tuesday update a while ago tipped the scales. We need a counterweight. I am, of course, talking about cake. We need more cake in the kingdom.
I don't believe in cake.
You're fitting
to
get
cake.
Some.
Cake is nothing compared to pie.
We could make a comfort eagle that would drop some cake or something. The band.
Hot stuff.
Yes.
Did
I write something into Radio Bugbear?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Do you outside? To D outside, yeah. I'm trying to read this shit backwards. That cheese 152, or should I say 251 SC? Okay. Somebody made an Irving the No Spoilers cow.
And sent us
the message.
Okay.
Moo. Minor annoyance says, shouldn't the antidote be at Dot Galactic's medicine show? Yeah, probably. Fred Levi says, I tried to create a multi, but didn't get the email. Why not?
Is that how he talks?
Does Gmail hate KOL? I don't know. Sorry, I was reading the next question. So there was a problem. All right, the reason that we had a bunch of email problems before, and it was just kind of randomly SendMail wasn't working on some of the web servers, and it turns out that SendMail, like, the configuration for SendMail had gotten changed, so whenever a server got rebooted...
By some Chinese hacksaw!
Yeah, it was total Chinese hacksaw.
I don't know why they're Chinese.
Whenever a machine... Yeah, because they're like gold farmers. And anyone that you don't like that has a computer is Chinese. That's what World of Warcraft does to you.
Weird.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm Roko?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Never mind. Moving on.
He is Chinese, though.
Yeah. We're done with that.
Anyway, so, yeah. There was this deal where when the machines got rebooted, SendMail would stop working. And then over the last couple of days, we rebooted all the machines. So SendMail quit working on everything for, like, half a day. And then Gephinatron fixed it.
So what happens then? There's all these people that
Created accounts didn't get the activation emails. You can resend it. There's a link to resend it. I was going to write something to do it, but then I was like, I don't know when it quit working.
Right.
And I didn't want to just
spam
because like that's the kind of thing that would get us in trouble. You know, like
that's true.
You know, me writing a script to send out email, who knows what that looks like from
space.
Yeah. Dan Bob says, I have a question about Photoshop. I was editing an image when all of a sudden I shit my pants. Gleeb says...
That was funny.
Yeah. No, it's... Gleeb says, Jick, it's snowing in Arizona and you're not there to enjoy it. How do you feel? It's snowing here. And I am here to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Is it still snowing?
It was really nice looking.
There's a little bit of snow falling.
It's snowing in Arizona?
I mean, it snows all the time in Arizona.
Flagstaff.
Flagstaff.
No. Rifflesby took some awesome photographs of snow with a flash on his camera, which made me think that with some professional lighting, sort of carefully arranged, you could have some really neat nighttime pictures of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Or like a snowfall. Like a snowstorm would be too much, sort of going on. But it makes me really want to do some sort of experimentation to see what we can get to happen.
Hagula says, "Hey, regarding that, regarding Irving the No Spoilers Cow, to be as non-spoilery as possible for your listeners, thanks for apparently deciding to implement a suggestion I had. Hey, thanks for pointing that out. We didn't know about it. We would have arrived at it independently, I think, due to certain events that came later, but
Mystery Hunt related events."
Professor Tank points out that I should change the copyright date on everything, and he is right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like it...
Yeah, I mean, don't you want the date of when it was originally copyrighted?
The thing is, every time you write something new, it's copyrighted from the moment you inscribe it.
Hmm.
So it's all very confusing.
Well, that the thing, what I do normally, like whenever I write, I'll change the code in the footer, so then every time I update something, it gets updated with the new copyright date.
Hmm. That's good.
So it becomes copyrighted just by itself. I mean, some stuff will say 2000. No, you know what? There's only one page with a copyright on it now.
Yeah.
And in fact, the act of changing the copyright actually updates.
That doesn't put in some sort of infinite loop.
What if you trademark the phrase copyright?
I don't think you can do that.
Fred Levi says, "Happy Monday, chicken friends. This week, Nintendo brings us Comic Zone, Bonanza Brothers, and Gain Ground, all from the Sega Genesis to Virtual Console. If you could pick the next Virtual Console game, which would it be? I'm really hoping for some Super Mario RPG action, or at least more than one N64 game."
I believe it is confirmed that Super Mario RPG is eventually coming out.
Yeah, sweet.
And also Super Metroid, I believe.
No, Super Mario RPG is coming out for the Virtual Console
on the Wii.
As a downloadable. You know, I don't care, because my Wii is at home.
Yeah.
My Wii is at Pez Boy's house. Pez Boy is playing with my Wii.
Yeah.
Frozen urine popsicles. TVGoHome.com.
What?
Frozen urine popsicles. And plus that, that fake storefront you could put on your face to convince your tiny imaginary prostitutes to walk into your mouth.
That's weird, given that we were also talking about having a miniature wife to keep inside your ear.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Thomas Terrapin says, "Wait a second. You guys said that you don't actually kill the monsters, you just beat them up or whatever. I have an item that says otherwise." Really? Is that item a liar? Or perhaps a lyre that you pluck out some dulcet tones on?
Twang.
Twang. A combination lyre and mouth harp. Is it politically incorrect to call that a Jew's harp?
I was just about to say, I don't do that.
I'm pretty sure
too
that's
late.
The real name of it.
What?
But I mean, is it from like, because it's like a cheap version of a harp, or is it because it was a traditional instrument? I mean, like,
yeah, it's a good question.
I don't know.
Man, I wish that I hadn't watched Serenity, because now I understand that Joss Whedon hates Jews. So, just over the top and crazy. 30 coins! He sold them out for 30 coins! That jerk.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't actually 30 coins.
Yeah, but that's what he said.
Well, I mean, but that's...
And it probably was 30 coins.
The thing is that...
They're always paying each other in bags of coins.
The use of the Judas thing in any kind of betrayal story doesn't mean anything, is kind of what I feel. It's just such a common story that it doesn't have any overtones
but
politics or religion.
Okay, a character that is a caricature.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's one step too far.
Huh.
And I don't even, you know, I'm like... I don't think that...
What I find amazing is it didn't stick out to me as he was being a caricature of a particular race or religion, and for some reason that just really stuck out for you, and I don't quite understand why.
Okay, because they go out of their way to show him having a Jewish wedding, which,
right.
Why did there need to be video of this random minor character's wedding playing? Right?
Mr. Universe. It's like...
Offensive, because when, after he betrays them, he asks the Alliance guys for his 30 coins.
Spoiler, by the way.
No, right, of course. Okay, he was being ironic. Whatever. You are the one saying how in the episode where it's like, you know, really unfavorable to the black man because the one black character is like, I'm gonna rape you with my giant black dick. You know, but so that's wrong somehow, but this... I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It was the guy that played Goldstein in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That guy's definitely...
And Rosenstern and Guildenkrantz?
Yes. Well, it was Rosenberg and Goldstein in the... That's awesome.
Yeah.
I fucking love Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
So, Oxford English Dictionary says that the most likely explanation is that the instrument was originally made, sold, or sent to England by Jews, or supposed to be so, and that it was attributed to them as a commercial name. So it's not derogatory at all
to call it a Jew's harp.
That was just the origin of it.
I see.
Just like spick and span isn't derogatory towards the Puerto Ricans that manufacture and distribute it. And I'm trying to think of something that's offensive but not too offensive, and my mind just doesn't work like that. At least I'm not making any rape jokes.
Were you going to make some sort of chink in your armor?
I mean,
joke?
I guess that I'm a rape you. That was kind of a joke. A chink in your armor. That's so.
Yeah.
You're thinking of going somewhere without it?
We're still on the radio, and so.
Yes, you should take your laptop everywhere all the time.
Are you leaving?
Are you going
to
Australia
right
now?
No, it's tomorrow. Oh, well, you should definitely
take your laptop.
You should take several laptops.
In case you lose one on the plane.
Exactly. Yeah.
They make good paperweights.
You know, that's a joke, but
kangaroos to steal them.
One time I bought a girl a laptop and she lost it on a plane.
How do you lose a laptop on a plane? You leave it behind, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not losing it.
Woo!
It's like we're celebrities.
I wish I had some beads to throw.
No, come on, we're celebrities. Elementary Penguin says, you guys should really have a drink called the Tequila Mockingbird in honor of Tom Robbins. Isn't there something?
I think we've made that joke somewhere.
Yeah,
we made the... Tequila.
The name of the tequila is Spanish for mockingbird.
Okay. Right.
Because we're so clever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
There was. No, it's Jorge Simsonte.
Simsonte is mockingbird.
Is Simsonte is mockingbird?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So it's like Jose Cuervo and Chase. Yeah. I still like Lieutenant Freeman's.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
It
was Captain Morgan's,
Captain Morgan,
right? Yeah, Captain Morgan's. It should have been the gin though, because then there was like the whole Gordon gin connection. That was fun writing that whole supercock. It's funny that's what the player base came to call them.
Supercocks.
Yeah. So we do have Tequila Mockingbird. It's just slightly obfuscated.
Indeed.
Fred Levi says, forget about the three Genesis games. Today's virtual console game is The Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past.
Sweet.
Nice to see some big name games coming out.
I eventually actually finish it now.
I played through that several times. Yeah. That's one of my favorite video games of all time. I have a hard time playing Ocarina of Time now. And I have a hard past playing A Link to the Past. It's quite an adventure playing The Adventure of Link. Sometimes, like Robin Williams, I play Link's Awakening. But only for a little while. I should have said Robert De Niro. Hey, iSpeculum's checking in. I like Link to the Past better than Ocarina of Time, I think. I'm not going to say that... See, I had a really good time playing Ocarina of Time the first time. Right? Like, it was fun when it came out, but now, honestly, and this is a problem I have with fucking 3D games, the graphics are terrible and it really bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
because
I can't deal much with the earliest 3D games either because the graphics are just.
But I could. I could go back to Castle Wolfenstein or Duke Nukem 3D and still enjoy them. You couldn't. You just would. It would be such a turnoff. To you.
No, it's it bugs me about
Wolfenstein
it bugs me
was
about
boring
Zelda.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, no, Wolfenstein was boring.
But it was neat when it was
out. Duke Nukem 3D, I remember being so impressed because you could move the pool balls around.
You could break mirrors, and you could... Duke Nukem 3D had so much interesting environmental interactivity. That alone made it so much better.
They crammed it all into the first level, though.
Not really.
They kind
of
did.
There's a lot of stuff later on that you can do, too.
Those dancing whores were good, too.
You could throw money at them and stuff.
Yeah. Who is it? I'm constantly seeing
whores?
An animated gif of those dancing whores from Duke Nukem. I must remember the pool table. And the movie projector. Like, you're in a movie theater in the first level. That was really cool.
And then you blow up the screen. Go through it.
Yeah.
I liked how there were just so many different things to explore, and there were some secrets and
My dad played that a lot more than I did. I think I gave him my discs after I went through it.
My parents never played any video games ever.
Well, I mean, my parents, my parents were a lot younger when I was born than yours were when you were born.
That's true.
I think. And my dad would not yet be 60.
Hagibus and Fenelart have written volumes.
I wonder, is my mom's not even 50 yet.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, my mom turns 50 this year. I'm 30. Yeah, she was like 19. She was 19 when I was born. And my grandma's not 70. My grandma was 19 when my mom was born. So they say that runs in the family. Anyway,
Istanbul,
wow, we're
Istanbul
only like halfway through questions.
Frank, the Renaissance gnome, tells me, it looks like you've already learned everything I have to teach. Learned, not learned.
They don't
bug
put a G on everything.
Feature. It's definitely a feature.
Fineldar says, you should play an episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy before each Monday show. Gives you time to get more questions and enjoyment to listeners. Huh. We haven't really been running out of questions lately.
We won't tonight, for sure.
Plus, the Monday show tends to be a lot more, like, fuck-around bullshit about stuff.
Yeah.
Try and get the word fuck and the word shit into every answer, if possible. Shit fuck. Hogula says, images go bye-bye? It's Tuesday. KOL is now a text-only game. We swear this was totally intentional. Yeah. That was a little rockier than we expected it to be.
What happened?
Rebooting the image server.
Oh, God.
Because there was some problem with the DNS. Although it wasn't a problem with the DNS, it was a problem with the Apache configuration. I don't get why all this stuff suddenly changed. I mean, Geff says, you know, you leave a box sitting there for a year without patching it, and it's going to cause all kinds of problems, and you'll have Chinese hackers raping your farm.
Data.
Raping your farm? That doesn't make any sense.
Raping the corn.
Yeah. Haven't you heard the term corn fucker?
The squeezer.
Haven't you ever heard the term corn fucker?
Akimbo Reagans. What? Why would Reagans be akimbo?
Wait, the squeezer says wino akimbo Reagans.
That's a,
what?
Am I missing something there?
You better believe it.
My friends and I always used to stand akimbo. And we would make a point of standing akimbo.
Wasn't there a Dick Tracy villain named Arms Akimbo?
That's possible. That's great if there was.
There was some band called Limbs Akimbo that was like a reasonably successful local band from where I was.
Flip Top Sean suggests a recipe
for... Where are you?
I skipped the, like...
You skipped all the huge long
things?
The huge long things.
Well, I just, you know... At some point, it ceases to be a question and becomes a treatise. So, Flip Top Sean suggests a recipe for napalm, which is the second time I've seen something similar to that, and I don't remember if it was Flip Top Sean before, and I'm wondering why are people trying to get napalm into the game?
Is it the one where you soak styrofoam bits and gasoline?
Well, I mean, in a game, not napalm.
Not that I would know anything about the destruction of Molotov cocktails.
Wasn't it like going to add orange juice to that or something?
Really? I haven't heard that one. Well, yeah.
But then you add orange juice and you get napalm.
Nope. Oh, of course.
Are you sure you don't get tastier burning gasoline jelly?
I'm not
kidding
about the addition of orange juice. You get orange juice from concentrate, like the frozen stuff.
Huh.
You add it to the styrofoam gasoline. And
I'd never heard that.
Because it makes it really sticky. Which is what napalm is all about. Like, it's not just that it's this burning...
Yeah, like, but it sticks
stuff,
to what it...
sticks
yeah.
to everything and people and babies.
Particularly babies.
Yeah, I don't know how they made it stick to babies more than anything else.
It's weird, man.
It's because babies are usually kind of sticky anyway.
Well, they make styrofoam out of child molesters, so just naturally weird. Naturally attracted to babies. Well, I mean, what else are you going to do with them? You can't, reintroduce them into society. They're just going to keep raping children. Huh. Shit fuck.
Wow.
Hogulus says, where has Scully been for this in the last few radio shows anyway? London and other parts unknown and unknowable. I have a feeling that, I don't know how the date range is going to work out. It's possible that Scully will actually head over to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge and do a show with us from here.
I mean, it's only if he gets here.
Possible. It depends on what.
He'll get here within a week, right?
Yeah, it would
you two,
be.
You two could do your show next
on
Monday.
Yeah, it's possible that we will do our show on Monday. I'm not positive that that's going to happen.
He could,
but
is he going to be here on Thursday?
I have no idea. I mean, we haven't worked out the
tickets yet.
Details yet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
that would be really soon.
Fineldar says, yeah, I know. How much monster level would equal one extra beefiness / stat point? What is it?
Five?
Yeah. Monster level plus 5 equals 1. Monster level plus 1 equals 0.2 stats per combat.
We should make it so that every monster just gives you one sub-stat point. Regardless of its level.
That's a good plan.
And then everyone will just resort to lighting anthills on fire.
What?
How to make napalm in an interview? How do you make napalm with frozen orange juice? Like
this is one of my housemates.
Ed Norton changed one ingredient in every one to make them useless. So that really pissed me off because I really researched this really well. Actually, it's styrofoam and gasoline.
Ah.
So it's
orange juice.
Not actually orange juice.
No, come on.
Not actually
orange
juice.
Wow.
It's the styrofoam.
Hot stuff. You can make anything up, and
but
then
it
just,
does.
And then
it
just
makes
like
it sticky.
Have you made it?
Maybe.
Did you do stuff with you? Threw it at babies, didn't you?
Well, I had to test how sticky it was to babies.
you were listening to Burn Baby Burn, and you thought it was instructions from the voices in your head.
Yeah.
Hogula says, are there any plans to implement more items that do something a few adventures after you use them? I'd be kind of amused by, say, some kind of extreme scroll of turtle stampede summoning that, assuming you're fighting a monster three adventures later, tramples that monster with a stampede of turtles. Because they take that long to reach the monster, because they're turtles, see? That's kind of funny, actually.
That is
kind of
funny.
That introduces some
combat items that acted later.
Yeah. Wouldn't even have to be combat items. I mean, they could just be usable,
Yeah.
Because why would you have to be in a fight to use them?
I don't know.
It'd be,
because it would be more dramatic if you had to use it in battle, and then wait for three more battles.
Fineldar says, "Why do you always give in to the will of the speed ascender? I remember back in ye old days when the women were strong, the men were pretty, the children were above average, and the game creators were real men, not sissies."
And the sheep were afraid.
What have we done that caves into the will of the speed ascender?
I think
everything.
I think NS13 is kind of kicking the speed ascender in the nads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, except at least we're kicking them all in the nads equally.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but it's such a lineup.
Yeah. Man, my leg's going to be tired.
No. We'll design a device that is exactly the same kick for every nad.
An auto nad kicking device.
Yeah. Cool. You just add orange juice and it sticks.
Volvox says, what do you think of the show Heroes? It's pretty interesting. I've never seen it.
I haven't seen it. I've heard it's good, but... Really?
Huh.
My housemate gives it a thumbs down.
It's crap. Hogula says Jack Bauer versus the Borg. Discuss.
I hate Jack Bauer.
No.
Dude, he just... I mean, come on. In like hours... In 24 season 1, between hours 14 and 17, his wife has amnesia. Between hours 14 and 17, she has amnesia. Come on.
I mean, why couldn't she have just been asleep or unconscious?
Because she had to crash a car down a hill.
Why couldn't she fall asleep in a car?
I don't know. No, because she had to, the whole point was that she was wandering around lost because she didn't know who she was.
Wait, like the set of the show Lost?
Yes. That's yet another way in which it has jumped the shark, is it doesn't even stay consistent to its own sense.
Lucifer Stander says, Jick, I've noticed that you say Haxrow instead of Haxor. My question is there a bustle in your Haxrow? Are you alarmed now? Now, that's from Pie Monkey drunkenly. He was like passed out on the floor underneath the coffee table, and he sat up just long enough to pick up a laptop that was sitting nearby, and he typed I space RTE space HAXRO. And then he passed back out. So, you know, IRT Haxrow is just kind of how it's said from now on. He was all drunk and trying to use my computer to hax KOL, but everybody was just watching him. I don't know if he didn't think there was anybody else in the room. Or... Postamancer says, did you ever eat those candy cigarettes when you were a kid? If so, did you ever pretend you were smoking them? Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I ever actually pretended that I was smoking them. I ate them. They were tasty.
Yeah.
I did both.
And, you know, I only smoked for 6 years, and Riff only has smoked for, what, 12?
I smoked them and didn't ever smoke. So yes. I think they were a good preventative device for sure.
Your parents smoked.
My mom smoked.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Which would turn, I think, you know,
actually,
I think that if my parents had smoked, I would not. Did either of your parents smoke, Riff?
10 years.
When you lit them on fire.
My mom never smoked. My dad, I think, started smoking from doing parts that required it in community theater. But he eventually shifted to pipes and then gave it up entirely. Although
did
I think he did occasionally sneak
theater,
one
least, yeah,
over
roles.
A lunch hour or something every now and then. But for the most part, no. He didn't smoke around us anyway.
What about the community theater roles that required the
injection of
babies?
Heroin or
yeah, the injection of heroin, exactly.
Napalming babies.
Use.
Yeah.
Punicron says, how about a Mr. Creosote effect that would let you eat past the fullness limit but work like the wand so that for each extra fullness there'd be a chance your character would explode? That'd be funny.
It's a wefa thin.
Let's see. The Gun Run says, how old were you when you began to smoke?
Weird.
What time was it that I got set on fire?
When was it? It was... started smoking when I was living in Columbus, so hasn't been more than 10 years, I don't think.
I think I was 18. And why? You know why I started smoking? Okay, I was freaked out because I was away at college for the first time ever, away from home for the first time ever. I was constantly kind of stressed out and depressed about stuff, and I started having dreams about smoking cigarettes, and there would be all this shit going wrong, and I would smoke a cigarette and then be like,
weird, dude.
And everything would just
so
be fine.
Wrong. Wow.
And
that
so I was
so
like,
wrong.
Give me a cigarette.
Were
and,
you like, were you, was one of your housemates like giving you some sort of like nicotine?
Yeah, was it, were there like dream marketing?
I don't know, dude. It was, yeah, but
that
I just.
Commercials implanted in
no,
your brain?
That is incredible.
It worked. But the thing is, I had never been around people who smoked, and I was suddenly around people who smoked, and I was like, hey, you know, that's my kind of thing.
Yeah, your brain was processing their, like, little, you know, sort of...
reward cycle. Rewarding. I mean, yeah, it's very... I mean, that's the thing. Like, I liked smoking. You know, the reason that I smoked for so long is not because I was, like, too weak to quit. It was because I didn't want to quit.
Yep.
You know, like, after a while, I wanted to quit, and I quit, you know? Like, I just...
Nicotine apparently is so fast-acting that the nicotine has already done its little... given you its little high and is already out of your system by the time you exhale.
Huh.
Like, it is incredibly
it's an amazing drug. I mean, and the thing is, like, when you smoke, you get this incredibly satisfying experience of, you know, like, once every hour or two, I have a serious problem that I know exactly how to solve, and I'm going to go solve it right now. Thank you very much.
Huh. You just don't smoke, kids. Take
breaks
stay in
from
school.
Stuff. It like divides your time into these sort of discrete chunks.
It gives you a good reason to stand up and go outside for a minute.
Stand up and go outside for a minute. And like
freezing cold.
You know, when I was working,
it also gives you an imperative to stand up and go outside for a minute.
More often than not, when I was working on some programming problem that I couldn't solve, the solution would come to me while I was smoking. You know, and it's, I used to attribute it to, it does increase brain function. And either because of constraint, like, fucking smoke it. Smokers don't get Alzheimer's disease. And it's not just because they die of cancer before they get a chance. Though that's some of it, I'm sure. But, like, nicotine is effective treatment for the early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. Because I don't know if it's just, like, the sort of vasoconstrictive effects of it or what, but it
It improves brain function.
Let's get rid of the
right,
lung
the
cancer.
Tar and stuff. Yeah.
Anecdotally, I have a grandmother and her sister, my great aunt, and the aunt is slightly older, and she's been smoking since she was. They're both like in their late 80s or early 90s now. The aunt has been smoking since she was 12, and my grandmother has never smoked a single one in her life. And my aunt is just as smart as she's ever been, where my grandmother is like, has no brains left almost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fusiliben says nicotine does overcharge neurons when they're trying to buy something. The nicotine is like, nope, sorry, we got to buy more smokes. We're going to have to charge you extra for whatever it is here.
I think I should go on the patch.
Yeah. Anyway, public service announcement.
Don't smoke, kids.
You know, it's terrible. It's terrible for you. It's terrible for you. You know, it's probably going to kill you. If you smoke for your entire life and something else doesn't kill you, cigarettes will. You know what else? If you eat carrots for your entire life and something else doesn't kill you, carrots will. Just saying. Eventually, everyone chokes to death on carrots unless they die before they...
some other reason.
I think it's distinctly possible that you will die from being kicked in the nads by some device we build.
That's probably true. Oh, man, that was one of the funniest things in the first season of Scrubs. Like, one of the bad things about being a doctor is you kind of always know how your friends are going to die. And then they start listing, like liver failure, heart disease, and then it switches to the girl and he's like, somebody choking her. It's funny. That show's funny. Iluro Dragon says, Fusiliben said it already, cat out of bag. I think that's probably about Fuzzle Faggot Ridge's real name.
What? No. You sure it's not about the cow?
No, I don't know, dude. No, they were definitely talking about that. Istanbul says, if you keep experiencing that much synchronicity, just call the police.
Oh. Dude, this is creepy.
What's creepy?
Did you see the link after that?
Which link after that?
Oh my god, it's a perfect rendition!
The picture of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, yeah. We saw that, but there's rabbits fucking outside. So great.
I have to see.
Oh man, I just unplugged everybody. Hey, now the microphones are back plugged in. We got this really tenuous, horrible setup here.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The rabbits kind of look like flowers.
Sherry left.
Let's see.
We're
the next question. Oh, Fusiliben did call it Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, so we're not in any trouble. He doesn't know anything about any cats in any bags.
Tag, that's an awesome rendition of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
Tag is also an awesome body spray. I put some on and then immediately just get
drowned in women.
Yeah.
Woman juices.
Yeah. I get more trim than
you can't swim.
I get more trim than a barber shop. Yeah, I know. My sinuses fill up with women and I start throwing up. Sucks.
What about Axe? Isn't that the new tag? Or something?
Axe is the new tag.
Oh, have we got a...
Axe!
Are we
you're
gonna
it!
Spread our meme? The meme, not our meme. Are we going to spread the meme?
Which meme? Book?
Yeah, the... Okay, so yeah, they were talking about how apparently... In among certain British children, the word book has come to mean cool because the T9 predictive text input, they will frequently type cool and it will turn it into book, and they don't bother to correct it.
Yeah.
Too lazy to correct it. Yeah. So I'm all about that solely because I think that it would be really fascinating for people like us 200 years from now to like sort
to
of investigate
it.
The origin of some slang and figure out that it's just, you know, based on some completely arbitrary, like...
I just prefer slang to be comprehensible.
Well,
I don't want to end up talking a completely different language.
Okay, but what is cool?
What kind of Barney
cool
is that going
to
cause?
Well, Cockney rhyming slang is another whole... Similar
so cool.
Problem.
I wish I could do it,
dude. I wish I had a picture.
It's hard to like learn all of it.
I wish I had a picture of when they switched all the road signs in Phoenix to Cockney rhyming slang.
What?
No, because that at going into Con, there was that sign that said there was a sign that had a picture of like a mother duck and a bunch of baby ducks on it, and then a sign under it that said truck crossing. And I didn't take a picture of it, and I'm really angry about that because.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Doominator says, "Oh, how I heart Lesbos! Does the Devi team heart Lesbos?
Like the island?
Yeah, I've never been there.
I've never been there.
Is it's an actual island? Then?
On the other hand, hot girl on girl action is hot.
Yeah.
But unless they fuck up my order, nothing is less hot than fucking up my order.
That was a classic moment. But then didn't we disprove that, actually?
Google image search for Lesbos.
my housemate just tried to do a Google image search for Lesbos, didn't find the island. This is also a public service announcement by Asymmetric and crew.
The Doominator says, Jick, do you support the OFSW, the Organization for Spamming Wikipedia? No. No. I do, however, support the Gay Nigger Association of America.
I like that they've been able to raise $1 million recently.
The GNAA has been able to raise $1 million?
Yeah, it's all been driven by First Post fundraising.
Oh, yeah, so Wikipedia started using that nofollow. It's kind of controversial.
Nice.
Well, I don't know if it's nice or not. We were talking about that, right? Because now, okay, I feel like having an external site linked in a Wikipedia article frequently does lend a certain credence to a site and should be considered in the page ranking algorithm, right? Huh. Because Wikipedia is not... Wikipedia is ostensibly not spammable, right? Because it's so heavily moderated.
Yeah, I guess.
And it needs to be heavily moderated if it's going to exist. I mean, it's like, you know, like us, you know, what we should do is we should track and deal with multi-abuse. We shouldn't design every aspect of the game such that multi-abuse is impossible because that makes the game suck. Right? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about doing it on Wikipedia. Because it's not like there is just a bunch of unedited, unmoderated comment spam.
But this way, the top search result will always just be Wikipedia. And that's fine with me. I used to artificially inflate my commercial page ranking by linking to them from several MIT websites, and because MIT was a very trusted domain, especially in the early Google era, they just immediately would go to number one.
The less time people have to spend doing
right. Hot Stuff's housemate, who is a Wikipedia editor, says, you know, the less time they have to spend doing random house cleaning crap, the more time they actually can spend doing meaningful edits, which, you know, that's a good point. I was immediately convinced of the cleverness and the awesomeness and the, you know, advisedness of putting the nofollow tag on links in comments on blogs, for instance. I was not so convinced right away that doing it on Wikipedia was a great idea. The Gun Run says, math is hard, let's go shopping. Koas890 says, how about an ultra rare at the Dire Warren? We actually thought about it. Istanbul says, don't forget the word nonplussed on the list of words you don't actually know.
That's true.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, the thing, okay, so here's the thing about language, right? As long as I use a word and the person that I'm talking to understands what I'm saying, that word has the meaning that we both imbue it with. So, screw anybody who says otherwise.
Dude, whatever, Wittgenstein.
No, this is, I mean, this is real. I mean, this is not
well,
a...
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to invent your own language to use among your own group of friends, but,
yeah, I mean, that's
but
thing.
It has to
as
it has
culture,
to be
we,
useful
as,
for everyone.
We,
no, it also has to be useful for you to communicate with other people. In.
That's what, but that's what I'm saying. When I say something and you understand what I mean, it doesn't matter what the... What
if
this,
someone
the,
else doesn't, then that's not...
Yeah.
That's
no.
If, yeah, I mean, just because we... If we make up a
language,
then
evolves,
you and I can communicate.
But this is how language evolves.
But you can't communicate with anybody else with that language.
When everybody else... When there's a common understanding of what a word means. So, toothsome, right? If we think it means has a lot of teeth, that means there's a lot of people out there that think it means has a lot of teeth. So that's a valid meaning for that word.
Only for those people.
All language is only meaningful for the people that understand the language, right?
But if we're trying to communicate with other people, then we need to use language that they understand.
But the idea there's no way of knowing what someone thinks a word means in advance. Because clearly the dictionary is not something that's like just understood from cover to cover by every person.
But nobody thinks when I say orange that I mean horse.
Maybe.
Some people think when you say book that you mean cool.
Or that when I say cup, I mean cup.
All I'm saying is that mavens who pick on grammar and the meaning of words like this...
Pussy mavens?
Yes.
Pussy maven was my favorite Bond
girl.
Are
fighting a losing battle, and a battle that I think is... that they're just wrong.
Yeah.
I think that language is organic. It's constantly changing. Meanings of words, spellings, whatever. It's all fluid.
I mean, every sort of linguistics academic is gonna come down pretty hard on prescriptivists, you know, yeah. because you know, that is arbitrary. Language is arbitrarily created, but it is meaningful. Restrictions that you try to put on language are just arbitrary.
Right.
You know, I get just as pissed off as anybody when people...
I don't mind changes as long as they're meaningful and rational changes as opposed to just random gibberish.
How about nuclear?
What about it?
How about that? Nuclear is a word and it means nuclear.
I think that
sucks.
I think that's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, nonplussed has come to mean the opposite of its actual meaning, and you could get your panties in a twist about it, but... It's not going to change.
Well, I mean, just because it's going to... Just because it's not going to change doesn't mean we have to like it.
No, certainly. Yeah, they point out that the Stephen King story I was talking about was called The End of the Whole Mess, and also that that's the premise of Serenity. So, again...
That what is the premise of Serenity?
The whole stuff in the water that calms people down.
I know, that's yeah. I didn't want to spoil it for...
Oh. Riffy. Oh, right. Yeah, he'll forget.
All right.
Of course, now that he knows it's a spoiler, he won't. It'll be indelibly etched.
I didn't entirely hear what you said.
All right.
It's all right.
It is...
Flag 7000 says Tucson was almost totally iced over. Oh, wow. I hope my mom isn't frozen.
It's also one night past.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did the opposite of running out of questions this time.
We did. Hogula says, don't forget to upload tonight's Fuxlet. Oh, I shan't.
Oh, Hogan says, hi, guys, welcome to Boston. And even though Gene Wilder isn't dead, his career is.
Ba-dum-bunch. What?
Yeah, he was born in like 30 or 33 or something.
Okay, I gotta hand off. We're gonna go. Oh, man, I forgot to download the shit that I was gonna download.
Oh, dude.
I know, man.
It while you're. Playing it?
No, I can't stream it.
All right, well, hurry up and download it.
No, I'm just gonna play we gotta go out.
2 seconds.
No, it won't take 2 seconds. Your internet sucks here at Fuzzle Faggot Manor.
So,
all right, I'm just gonna go out on a 1 minute. They Might Be Giants song.
Lame.
I'm gonna first ask Icepec if 1 minute is okay, and I have a feeling he's gonna say.
Dumbass says a lot of male babies lactate when they're first born.
Ew.
Gross.
Is it babies didn't have enough fluid shooting out?
Well, there's probably just like a ton of estrogen in their system and whatnot. Having been inside at least.
Those homos. Dude, I was inside your mom for a long time. It didn't fill me with estrogen. Anyway, good night, everybody.
That's what you think. Good night, everybody.
Stormy pinkness, human weakness, fills my Johnny cup with gloom. Your progression, my digression, 40 days this afternoon. The things we cherish are small indeed, so much the larger the need.